This podcast is brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine, the consumer resource of pilots and aircraft owners.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb. Today I'm talking with Alan Klapmeyer, CEO of Kestrel Aircraft, which is working to design and bring to the market a new turboprop. Kestrel recently relocated from Maine to Wisconsin, and I spoke with Alan via Skype in his new offices there. Alan, thanks for talking to us. And to start out, why don't you just give me the update? I know you're just making a big move there to Wisconsin.
From an update point of view, obviously we've got a lot going on at Kestrel, whether it's about the design or the location or the financing. As you just mentioned, the most recent event was moving our main engineering office to Superior, Wisconsin. We've moved into a large, old, historic federal building, so it's got a lot of ambiance. It's a pretty cool space. And about 35, 40 people working in this building. We also still have part of the engineering team in Brunswick, Maine.
And how about the design of the Kestrel? How's that coming along?
I know I always sound a little too excited about it, but I really am excited about the airplane in terms of what we think it will do for customers. And so what I often tell people is the most fun I ever get to have, because I don't get to do it as often as I would like, is to work with the engineers on the design and to sit in meetings where we're discussing trade-offs. The final outside lofts, the aerodynamics of the airplane are pretty much frozen. A lot of detail going on in terms of systems selection and integration, the internal designs of the airplane as well. So it's coming along pretty well. We're really excited about it.
And what are your plans going forward there in Wisconsin? Is there new construction in the near future?
Yeah, the way the program will end up looking is, for now, the engineering and management will be in this older historical building. The next facility that gets built will be the composites building, where we will build, in the long run, all of the composite parts for the airplane. In the near term, we'll also be doing the certification testing, the substantiation of structural testings of wings and things like that in that facility. So it'll be kind of a combination development building, composite manufacturing building. And then in the future, and our expectation would be that next summer, we would start building the final assembly facility, which will be out at the Superior Airport.
Oh, okay. And I saw some reports that you're thinking of deliveries maybe by the end of 2015. Is that kind of your target?
Well, first of all, what I always tell people is that we don't talk about a firm schedule, because we've done this long enough. We're very comfortable with all the variables and all of the uncertainties in the specific schedule, but we're comfortable with what it takes to get it done in the long run. Then I end up saying, but it'll be something like 3 years, which of course then gets printed as, I said, it's 2015.
Okay.
But, it's something like 3 years with a lot of variability on it. And we think that the message that people really need to get about the schedule is that we've got a very experienced team here. There's a lot of work done on this design by Farnborough first, and a lot more going on now, obviously, by Kestrel. And we're very comfortable with the process that it takes to design, certify, and manufacture the airplane. And because we have so much familiarity with the process, we understand how unrealistic it is for people earlier in the process to talk about firm dates. What I used to say was that the only people who were that good and should talk about firm schedules were the people at Boeing. Mm-hmm. And now I think even Boeing's pretty careful about talking about those kinds of schedules, because, there are variables. These things have uncertainty to them.
Well, looking at a little shorter timeline, what are your plans for AirVenture this year?
Well, and obviously, for those of us in the aircraft industry, our year goes from AirVenture to AirVenture, from Oshkosh to Oshkosh. That's kind of our focus, and it's right around the corner now. The meeting I just came out of was a discussion of the Oshkosh events. What we have shown in the past includes the proof of concept airplane, and last year, a cabin mock-up, which was more of a space claim. We described it to people as showing the basic volume of the airplane, but not really what the airplane would be in the end. This year, we expect to have a full-scale mock-up of pretty close to the final fuselage. there have actually been some minor additional changes since the construction of that began. But we think that, for the first time, when people walk up to the display, they will get a very strong sense of what the final airplane will be as opposed to what the first airplane was.
Okay, and does that go for the interior as well?
Yeah. So it'll be a mock-up that people can look at the interior, get a sense of the visibility in the space, start getting an idea of how they'd use the airplane. And, of course, while we had the proof-of-concept airplane, and it was somewhat different, this will now be a spinner-to-tail fuselage mock-up. So they'll also get a sense of scale. And it's really a very large airplane. I think people will be impressed.
Okay, sounds good. And is there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, I think one thing that I certainly hope that we see a lot of people coming to Oshkosh. I think it's great that we have Oshkosh as an event that the industry kind of focuses on. But of course, part of what I talk to people all the time, that I'm convinced that general aviation really does add huge value to people's lives, whether it's business use or recreational use, whether it's LSAs or business jets. And I would hope that people would come to Oshkosh, get excited about what they see, and remember it all year long. And when you get home, think about your local airport and think about the airplane you're building or using or dreaming of, and that we've got to somehow breathe more life into aviation. With all of the problems that the world has seen in the economy for the last 3 years, in far too many cases, aviation is one of the things that gets set aside, and it's not good for anybody. People need to think more about the benefits that aviation bring and get involved.
So thanks a lot for the update today.
Great. Thank you very much. See you in Oshkosh in a couple of weeks.
This podcast has been brought to you by Aviation Consumer Magazine. For more information on Aviation Consumer, log on to www.aviationconsumer.com.